OnlyFans is a social media platform that allows content creators to interact with their fans and make money. But it's a little bit different from like YouTube. On YouTube, you can make money from AdSense or Super Chats and things like that by making pre-recorded videos. OnlyFans doesn't work like that. OnlyFans, you only get paid if somebody subscribes to your account. Now, OnlyFans is not just for sexual or nude content. Anybody technically can make an OnlyFans account and make money. But OnlyFans is known for, let me just say, booty clapping sounds. That's right, explicit cheek clapping it up. And that's what it's always been known for, although it is a little bit more diversified now, with a lot of celebrities coming onto the website. But I'll get to that in a minute. Rewind! The year is 2020 and the world is experiencing coronavirus. Your boy O'Shea Duke Jackson is in Uganda and I can't even get back into Europe. The reason why I can't get back into Europe is because, well, the United States citizens have the most cases of coronavirus, although it started in China. So there was a block from the EU against US citizens, which kept me here in Uganda. And you know what? I only had one thing to do, make content. Stop the show, not on OnlyFans. Your boy wasn't over there booty clapping it up. I was making my money on YouTube. And so did other creators who made a boom during that time, like Kevin Samuels. A lot of content creators were making a lot more content because a lot of people were home to receive that content. But not only for those of us who are long form content creators, OnlyFans creators saw a big boom too. In 2020, the platform of OnlyFans grew by 535%. And so many people started making a lot of money. For example, there's a married model by the name of Andrea Vassal Stage, who she launched in 2018. She was the first American to make $1 million from the site. Then it got to the point where celebrities started coming on and making a lot of money. Bad Baby made $1 million in 6 hours in 2021. Of course, you know, sex workers came to OnlyFans. They've been there and they've been making it hot ever since. But then Baller Alert put out this particular article. Is the OnlyFans hustle dying? Fast forward! You see, guys, what people don't understand about social media is that OnlyFans is actually a business. And it's a lot harder than what one would think. An OnlyFans creator by the name of Maddie Springs created a really good video called Why You Will Probably Fail as an OnlyFans Creator. Let's see why she says a lot of folks fail.
So probably the number one reason is like it's super hard to start. Like it's hard to do anything when you're not seeing a return on it, but that's kind of like how any business is started. So this is just like a people problem. Like people don't like working on things that aren't giving them some kind of like positive return. And when you start OnlyFans, it's likely that you have like no fan base, no knowledge, you're just kind of starting. Like you don't even have content yet a lot of the times. Like you don't really know, you just know that you can make a lot of money doing it, so you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And yeah, but the truth is, like, you're really into it for a week and you're like researching how to do it and you're making content, and then you're just like not seeing your return, and then you just stop because you're like, this sucks. So yeah, that's why most people quit. They're just not patient. They have self-defeating thoughts like, oh, this isn't gonna work. I'm not pretty enough. Like all these things. Like you gotta power through all those things. You can make it work really if you just try hard enough. Anybody can make it work. So yeah, the self-defeating thoughts, no plan, and no patience. No patience. No patience.
No patience. This is very similar to YouTube or Facebook content creators. People believe that when they start doing this business, that they will be successful very quickly. And to be honest, being a YouTuber or an OnlyFans model or anything to do with social media, it is very difficult. There is such a high learning curve you gotta have, and it is a lot of work. And it is very difficult for people to stay focused on something that isn't bringing them in money. Even Jasmine Jafar, who used to be an attorney who quit to do OnlyFans, says the same thing in this clip.
You should not start an OnlyFans account if you think it's going to be easy, quick money. This is such a common misconception that, oh my gosh, as soon as you start an OnlyFans account, you just sign up and you just post a pic and then the money just starts rolling in. It doesn't work like that. Now, if you are like a celebrity and you have a big following, or if you're like, yeah, that's definitely, that can happen if you have her kind of following. But for the vast majority of, especially if you're coming into this with no social media and no social media following, like I did, like I literally had no social media. I started from scratch. It's not going to be instant. You have to promote yourself on different platforms. It's not easy. It's not quick. And it's going to take time and consistency before you are going to probably see the results that you want to see.
But here's another reason that a lot of OnlyFans models get out of the business.
Okay, let's say like you make some money on OnlyFans and it works out. Well, a lot of people fail. Like, let's say you get that fast success or even just a little bit of success and you're like, oh my God, I made money. Like, this is gonna work. And you're like, you go spend that money, all of it, on like, maybe it's just like bills. Maybe you're spending it on dumb stuff. I don't know. But the most successful OnlyFans models reinvest their money into the business. So like most of them, I have heard, say that they reinvest about 20% back into their OnlyFans. So everything they make, they put 20% back in. So this 20% could be hiring employees for your page, like freelancers or something. So that could be like people to run your social media for you and just things that help you branch out and get a bigger reach. Because you can't do everything on your own. It's really helpful to have like help and hired people to do certain things for you. I've hired social media managers before, and it is really helpful.
You see, a lot of people don't understand that when you're in social media business, they don't really take the money seriously because they feel like they didn't really work for it. There is no reinvesting into the business. So they take their money, get some more weaves, get some more sandals, and that's it. They don't put any money into marketing or running the business or doing any collaborations to grow the actual business. But here's something also that we're not really focusing on when it comes to OnlyFans models. There's simply just too many people joining the platform, which makes it oversaturated. You see, the thing back in the day when OnlyFans was popping is, you know, hey, you got these hot, beautiful chicks and these guys are just kind of desperate. Now that's not the case. It's a lot of chicks on there with a nice body, you know, top and bottom, and they're selling content. So then what makes you any different than anybody else? Let's look at a person like Coco's Journey, which, stop the show, she is fine in my opinion. Coco's Journey used to be a female trucker. She did take some pretty interesting thumbnail pictures with her nice body, but yeah, she had a pretty niche audience from being a trucker. She then took that audience to join OnlyFans, and she's not driving trucks anymore. But again, she was already huge at that point, and she's already established that niche base. Other people like Cardi B and Black China, they were already popular before they joined OnlyFans. The reality is that most chicks that join OnlyFans might only make $100 a month. They would make more money working at a fast food place. So again, it goes back to the point of, hey, you're not gonna be able to booty clap it up just to make some money. You're gonna still have to offer value, not only for the men you date, even for the customers on OnlyFans you wanna get. No matter where you go, there you are. You can't get around it in life. You gotta add value for people to pay you. So guys, what do you think? It's your boy, Shady Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. Please follow the discredited bell. We're out.